It's All Talk on a Wednesday morning. I'm Kevin Deeds coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. The number is 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Give us a call. Be a part of the show. Canada's retaliatory tariffs are now in effect. And if there's one state that has reason to pay especially close attention, it is Michigan. Canada imposed tariffs ranging from 15% to 50%. On about $20 billion worth of U.S. goods, escalating a trade dispute that already includes new U.S. tariffs on Canadian products. For Michigan, this isn't really some distant international trade story. I mean, come on. The Detroit-Windsor economies are deeply integrated. We all know that, particularly in automotive and advanced manufacturing. Michigan sells more than $20 billion in goods and services to Canada annually, according to Canada's Council General in Detroit. And roughly a quarter of daily land-based U.S.-Canada trade passes through the Windsor-Detroit corridor. Our next guest has been looking at Michigan's international business relationships from another direction as well. Senator Baruha just returned from Japan, where he met with business leaders about strengthening the relationship between American and Japanese companies. I want to hear what he learned there, particularly at a moment when Michigan is seeing firsthand how much international relationships matter to our economy. Joining us now is Sandy Baruha, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Tell us about the trip. Who were you talking with? What are you hearing?
So I met, my trip to Japan was about 8 days. I met with senior governmental leaders in Japan, but perhaps more importantly, I met with the companies that are based in Japan that also have big footprints here in Michigan, companies like Denso and Aishin and Toyota and several others that have been in Michigan and have employed Michiganders for 40 plus years.
That's really good that you were able to do that. And it's interesting, I think, to hear from them. When Japanese business leaders look at Michigan right now, what are they seeing? Are they still enthusiastic about investing here? Are tariffs and uncertainty making them a little more cautious?
So when I went to all these meetings, I started out with saying that, hey, listen, I don't represent any government, so we can have very candid conversations, and I want to know what it'll take for your company to invest even more heavily in Michigan. And they all appreciated that, and I thank them for their direct foreign direct investment into the state. But the conversation quickly turned to the national landscape, and particularly the U.S.-Canada relationship. They were all very, very puzzled by this new dynamic that has never been seen before, that the U.S. has kind of made Canada a trade enemy, which really no one understands outside maybe, the folks that work in the White House.
Well, yeah, historically, I mean, Canada and the U.S., unbelievably close trading partners, unbelievably close relationship. I got to imagine all the way over in Japan, they're probably saying, could that happen to us?
Well, it's not just could that happen to us, but, companies like, say, Toyota and Honda, they're importing cars. Like the Toyota RAV4, the Honda Civic, that are actually assembled in Canada, but were largely designed in the U.S. with U.S. parts. I think most Michiganders know that, by the time a automotive part is assembled in a vehicle, regardless if it's a German vehicle, or American vehicle, Japanese vehicle, or a Korean vehicle, that part crosses the U.S.-Canada border at least 8 times before it is finally assembled. Our trade relationship with Canada is really no different than our trade relationship with a state like Ohio or a state like Indiana. And this has been built over the last century, 100 years of cooperation and seamless trade that's now been upended.
Well, when those components cross the border multiple times, what happens to the cost when tariffs start hitting?
Well, Kevin, you're asking exactly the right question, because every time now when a part crosses the border, they're now subject to a tariff. And, you know, the USMCA agreement, which was the next generation of the NAFTA agreement that President Trump negotiated in his first term, really kind of allowed that free flow of product across the U.S.-Canada and U.S.-Mexico border. What President Trump was able to do in his first term with the USMCA was to negotiate more U.S. content in a vehicle. And obviously, we support that. But now we're not quite sure what the White House is looking for.
Do we know yet who ultimately pays for this? Is it our Michigan businesses absorbing the cost? Do consumers pay more? Does it just depend on the product and the company we're talking about?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, let's face it, you know, the cost of tariffs are absorbed by people like you and me, Kevin. We're paying the cost. People are complaining about affordability. Tariffs aren't the only reason why costs have gone up, but, you know, tariffs are a tax. So anytime you hear a new tariff being imposed on us as consumers, just consider that a tax increase.
So these retaliatory tariffs, they're just starting, but do we have an idea what the practical impact will be on the state of Michigan?
Well, so part of the Canadian tariffs that were imposed in response to the U.S. tariffs include things like steel or aluminum. And, you know, we make cars here in Michigan, right? We make the best cars on the planet. And we need steel and aluminum to make those cars. You know, the F-150 and all of the, you know, large Ford SUVs like the Expedition or the Lincoln Navigator or Aviator, those are aluminum-built cars. Those are aluminum skins and aluminum frames, which makes them, you know, gives them a weight advantage over steel. But all cars still have steel in them. We need steel and aluminum. And we don't make aluminum in the United States because it's very, very energy dense. And Canada has lower cost energy because they have lots of hydroelectric power and we don't.
We don't have to name names, but what are Michigan CEOs telling you right now? I mean, are they actually delaying investments? Are they altering hiring decisions?
Oh, absolutely. The business environment, especially for automotive, is so uncertain. No one knows, when a new tariff is going to be imposed. No one knows what the regulatory environment's going to be. And actually, I'm going to say that, you know, while we disagree with the Trump administration's tariff policy, we do really agree with a lot of the regulatory reforms that the Trump administration has implemented, especially kind of harmonizing the regulations between the Department of Transportation and the EPA. Those are all good things.
So where do we go from here? Is this move going to lead to a new deal between the two countries, or what? Man, what if we have an escalation in the trade war?
Well, let's hope we don't have an escalation in the trade war, because this trade war with Canada is so unprecedented. The world is looking at us and saying, you know, WTF, right? This is our closest partner. You know, this is the country that kept and, sheltered our employees from the embassy in Iran.
Right.
In 1979, this is the country that took all of our airplanes that were flying into the U.S. On 9/11. This is the country that helped us build the space shuttle. This is the country where we have such a close, not just trade relationship, but a personal relationship.
They're our friends.
Look at all the people. Yeah.
Yeah, they're our friends. Sandy Brewer, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the conversation.
All the best.
It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.